In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, tell us, for we walk by faith and not by sight.
在哥林多后书第五章第二节那里讲到，我们是凭信心而行，我们不是凭眼见的来行。
This is very familiar to brothers and sisters.
这一节经文是对弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的了。
And there's a very clear illustration in Matthew, an experience of Peter that illustrates this.
在马太福音那里有一个很好的例子，就是从彼得身上我们看到这个真理。
And our Lord Jesus, it was right after he fed the 5,000, five loaves and two fish.
就是主作了一个喂饱五千人的神迹之后，
that he decided to send the disciples to the other side.
他就叫那些门徒上船去湖的另一边。
And he alone went to the mountain to pray.
主自己就独自的走在山上去祷告。
So from the evening time all the way until maybe in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, fourth watch.
他在山上独自的祷告，由深夜到第二早大约深夜四点。
So the disciples cannot go to the other side because they were so windy, they were tossing to and fro, they were stuck in the middle.
但是那班门徒没办法过到湖的另一边，因为当时湖是打着大风，是被浪来摇摆。
So Jesus decided to walk on the water and go to them.
所以耶稣决定在海面来行走，去到这班门徒那里。
And when the disciples saw it, they thought it was a ghost. Whoa, no, they were scared.
当门徒见到主在水上的时候，他以为这个是一个鬼怪，所以他们都很害怕。
But the Lord said, no, it's me. Be of good cheer, it's me. Do not be afraid.
但是主就跟他们说，你们放心，是我，不用怕。
But Peter come up.
之后彼得就这样说，
Lord, if it is you, command me to walk to you on the water.
他就跟主说，主，若果是你，请叫我从水上走过去，你那里去。
And the Lord said,
耶稣说，
one word.
他只是说一个字啫，
come.
来。
And so Peter had come down out of the boat. He walked on the water to go to Jesus.
彼得就从船上下去， 在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, and he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me.
但是当他见到风很大，他就害怕，将要沉下去的时候，他就喊着，主，救我。
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
耶稣就赶紧伸手拉住他，说：你这小信的人啊，为什么而惑呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
the question of the Lord to Peter is, Oh, you little faith, why do you doubt?
耶稣向彼得的问题就是：你这小信的人啊，为什么而惑呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
what is the answer?
答案是什么呢？
Why did Peter doubt?
为什么彼得会有疑惑呢？
Do you have an answer in your mind?
大家有没有这个答案呢？
Brothers and sisters, remember when you were kids, have you ever played with or looked through a kaleidoscope?
弟兄姊妹，你小时候有没有看过那个万花筒呢？
When I was a kid, I loved kaleidoscope.
我小时候很喜欢这个万花筒。
All you do is just close one eye.
你要做的就是合上一只眼。
And put the kaleidoscope on the other eye.
将那个万花筒就放在你另外一只眼前面。
And the whole world opened to you.
当你望进去的时候，这个世界就向你打开。
People call that a tunnel vision.
有些人就说那是一个很短暂的短视的。
So that's what Peter needed. Tunnel vision, look through the kaleidoscope.
在当时彼得就需要有这个短视，他就要望入这个万花筒里面。
The moment he left his eyesight from the Lord's face,
就是当那一刻他没有集中眼望着主耶稣的时候。
The moment he may look down,
就是那一刻他向下望。
Or look left or right,
或者他向左望，向右望。
He's going to sink.
在那一刻他就要沉下来。
Lord asked him, Oh, you little faith, why do you doubt?
主来去问彼得，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
Thank God for Peter to give us a picture of what faith is.
感谢主是藉着这个彼得这个例子，就将这个信心的功课向我们解释出来。
There was storm raging.
当时有大风浪。
On the surrounding.
在周围。
But all he needed to do is look at the Lord.
但是彼得所需要做的就是将眼转看耶稣。
I remember in one conference, a brother from Alhambra shared about this group of people called the Remnant.
记得在冬令会的时候，在Alhambra来的弟兄和我们分享到，在旧约里面有一班叫做余民的这一班人。
And the Lord really honored this group of people.
主实在是很祝福这一班剩余之民。
They were like the ox that returned to the master.
他们就是好像那一班牛来去翻翻这个主人那里。
Like the donkey that go to the master feeding trough.
亦都好像那只驴翻翻去主人的槽里面一样。
They are the one that really know the heart of God to please the Lord.
这一班人是认识神的心，亦都愿意作事情来去讨主的喜悦。
And so, just imagine there are 2 to 3 million of God's people.
所以大家可以你去想象有20-30万神的百姓，200-300万神的百姓。
They were in Babylon.
他们当时在巴比伦那里。
And so now the time is up. The call, the king gave a proclamation for them to return back to the homeland.
在那一刻，主的时间到了，王就立这个命令，要这一班百姓回到以色列那里。
But we all know the story, how many went back, right?
但大家都晓得那个的历史，有几多最后回到以色列呢？
Maybe if there are 100 people among here meeting.
给个例子，我们在这里聚会有100人。
Be less than 2 people return.
是大约只得一同或者一两个人翻翻去以色列。
Consider what they have to do.
我哋去思想一下，佢哋翻去以色列要做啲咩事情。
I have young kids.
咁佢哋之后就谂下佢哋当时嘅境况。我哋佢哋当时有小朋友。
I maybe have some older ones I have to take care of.
或者佢哋有一啲年长嘅父母你要去照顾。
I'm doing great in Babylon.
我喺巴比伦过嘅生活都好好。
I have a good job.
我有一份好嘅工作。
My kids going to good school.
我嘅儿女去啲好嘅学校。
Whatever the cost is.
无论嗰个嘅价要几多代价要付。
They have to uproot themselves completely.
佢哋要将佢哋离开佢哋原本喺巴比伦安息嘅生活。
And completely trust in the Lord.
是完全的来去信靠主。
Let alone that journey, how far away it is.
他们也都要去走一条漫长的路程回到以色列。
The peril, the danger of going through that way to go back to what? Ruin?
就是那段的路程中间有很多的危险。他们去到以色列当时已经是变成一个废墟的了。
But they...took up and answered the call of God.
但是这一班剩余之民，他们就答应了主的呼召。
And they took the journey and returned.
他们就走上这条路程来去翻翻以色列那里。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, this calling seems very not reasonable.
这个神向他百姓的呼召大家睇嚟好似好唔合理。
It doesn't make sense.
好似冇理由。
I like to use the S word my wife don't want me to use, but I just call it unintelligent.
咁神嘅呼召亦都可能好似好冇乜智慧嘅，冇乜头脑嘅。
Because according to the world, why would you do that? Would anyone do that?
因为喺世界嚟睇呢件事，有边个会咁样做咧？
Brothers and sisters, for those of us that went to the memorial service a few weeks back,
弟兄姊妹，有一部分你去咗爷爷嘅安息聚会几个星期前。
Sister Cher, when she was young, just not too long after the marriage.
咁我哋嘅姊妹就嚟去分享，就系当佢年轻嘅时候，啱啱结婚之后。
There was a calling for them to live with four elderly.
咁佢主就俾佢一個嘅呼召，叫佢同佢年長嘅父母同埋親家嘅父母，外公外唔係老爺奶奶係四個嘅長者一同嘅嚟去居住。
And someone told her, "Are you out of your mind?"
咁但係其他人聽到咁樣嘅時候就同佢講你係咪係一件好愚蠢嘅事情？
And later we find out her father-in-law were saved. He was very stubborn, but she was saved.
但係我哋喺佢嘅見證裏面睇到就係佢嘅老爺從前係好頑固嘅但係佢最後嚟去信主。
And the granddaughter was giving a testimony. He was reading the Bible, and he went to her, asked her, "What does 2 Corinthians 5:17 mean? If anyone in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come."
咁喺嗰個安息聚會裏面，孫女亦都作見證，就係呢個從前好頑固嘅爺爺，有一天早上就係攞住聖經嚟去問呢個孫女哥林多後書5:17。嗰度講啲咩咧？若有人在基督裏，就係新造嘅人，舊事已過，已變成新的了。
And she explained to him, and she said that there was a bigger smile on his face because he knew he belonged to Christ. It's no more I, but Christ that lives in me.
咁當孫女嚟去向爺爺解釋嘅時候，佢就形容到喺爺爺個面上就充滿咗笑容因為佢曉得。不再是我，乃是基督活在我裏面。
In Proverbs 26 verse 12,
喺箴言第26篇第12節嗰度講到。
There's a verse that says, "Do you see a man wise in his own eyes?"
嗰度講到，你見自以為有智慧的人麼
？And there's more hope for a fool than for him.
愚昧人比他更有指望。
Do you see a man wise in his own eyes?
你有冇見過一個自以為有智慧嘅人咧
？Those are us.
你其實就係我哋。
We know what we are doing. At least we think we do. We don't like to other people tell us what to do.
我哋都自己以為我哋係曉得我哋作嘅係咩事情。我哋唔中意其他人告訴我哋要做啲咩事情。
But there is more hope for a fool than for those persons.
但係愚昧人比他就係我哋呢一班自以為有智慧嘅人。愚昧人係比我哋更加有指望。
Psalm 118 verse 8-9。
詩篇第118篇8-9。
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
投靠耶和華強而倚賴人。
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
投靠耶和華強似倚賴王子。
And such a were the spirit of those remnant.
呢一班倚靠神嘅，就係嗰一班剩餘人嘅嗰個靈，剩餘之民嘅嗰個靈。
And they put their trust completely to the Lord.
佢哋係將佢哋嘅信靠完全嘅放喺主嘅身上面。
It's very interesting because if you go back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 52,
我哋睇以賽亞書第52篇嗰度，有一度記載係好有趣嘅。
And there it was written 200 years prior for them returning back to Jerusalem.
嗰一段經文係喺以色列民翻去。以色列之前200年寫嘅。
And there it says 52 verse 12, second half of verse 12 says, "For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard."
喺嗰度講到，以色列嘅神必作你們嘅後盾。
He shall go before you, and the God of Israel shall be your rear guard.
耶和華必在你面前頭行。以色列嘅神必作你们嘅后盾。
So imagine they were going through the journey.
大家可以想象就系呢一班剩余之民，佢哋走呢条路翻去以色列嗰度。
All their livelihood, they all put it in the Lord's hand.
佢哋嘅佢哋一生维生嘅方法，佢哋就摆喺主嘅手里面。
The Lord said, "He is going before them, in front of them."
主系同佢哋讲，我喺你前头行。
The Lord said He is going behind them, guarding for them.
主亦都同佢哋讲，我要作你哋嘅后盾，保护你哋。
Shall there be any cause to be afraid?
若果是这样的时候，这一班圣余之民有没有需要来去害怕呢？
Praise the Lord.
实在感谢主。
They don't need any insurance.
我们不需要 有什么保险。
I don't think they can buy insurance.
我相信当时以色列民根本都没有这个办法来去买保险。
No matter what deductible they pay, it's too big of a cost to insure.
就是他们要给多少保险费都没有能够来 去承担他们所失去的。
The Lord is their refuge.
因为主是他们的避难所。
It's better to trust in the Lord than put your trust in man.
依赖神是投靠耶和华强如此依赖人。
Better put your trust than put your trust in princes.
投靠耶和华，强似依赖王子。
And when they got to the land,
当这一班剩余之民回到以色列里面的时候，
they were terrified.
他们就很害怕。
Because of the land of the people.
因为在当时以色列地里面其他的民族。
So the first thing they did when they got back,
所以他们回到以色列，他们第一件事所做的事情，
they build the altar, raise the foundation.
他们就在那个的坛的根基里面就建这个坛。
They burn offerings morning, evening.
他们就早晚的来向耶和华来去献祭。
Burn sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
This reminds me of our Lord's table we come every week.
这一点是提醒到我们每一个星期日来到主的桌子面前。
Weird.Terrified of the land.
我哋被呢一个地嚟去感到惊惶。
We may feel like we are the minority.
我哋觉得我哋喺呢一个国家里面，我哋系少数民族。
And the environment we're in is hostile against us.
我哋所身处周围嘅环境系针对我哋嘅。
It's hostile those put their trust against trust. It's hostile against those who put their trust in God.
呢一个世界系要针对嗰啲投靠。神的人。
But they come to build the altar, they offer the burnt offerings.
但是这一班百姓就是来到神的面前要建这个坛来去将祭来去献给耶和华。
They return and come back to the very heart of God.
他们这一班剩余之民就回到神的心意里面。
They come and have a love feast.
他们回到神的面前来去享受这个爱宴。
Brother and sister, we pray all around, one after another.
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺桌子面前，我哋系围绕桌子嚟去一个一个嚟去祈祷。
It is like the burnt offerings, committing, trusting back to the Lord.
就好似嗰一个燔祭嚟去向神献上一样。
And this trust is a partnership.
呢一个信心系我哋同主一个嘅。
Partnership,
一个嘅合作。
The more you trust him,
我哋信靠主多啲。
And the more you find that he can be trusted,
我哋就更加发现佢系可靠嘅。
The more you put your weight leaning onto him,
我哋将我哋嘅重量更加嚟去挨喺佢身上面嘅时候。
And the more you find that he's able to bear,
咁你就更加发现。他能够担当我们的重担。
In Psalm 33:22, that says,
在诗篇33篇第23节那里讲到，
Let your loving kindness, let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us.
我们是要诗篇33篇第23节，我们是要仰望神向我们施行慈爱。
Just as we hope in you.
就好似我们仰望他一样。
So, how much you want the Lord have loving kindness mercy toward you?
所以你想从主嗰度得到几多嘅慈爱同埋怜悯呢？
Then on the other side of that is how much you are hoping in him.
若果你想得到另外一方面嚟去睇就系你仰望主呢一啲有几多咧？
David in Psalm 16 verse 1 says.
大卫喺诗篇第16篇第一节嗰度讲到。
Preserve me, O God.
我哋主嚟去拯救我。
This is many of our cry, our prayer.
呢一个实在系我哋当中好多人嘅祷告。
Keep me, O Lord, save me, preserve me.
拯救我，保佑我。
But David says, Preserve me, O God, for I put my trust in you.
但大卫是这样讲，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
Because he is trusting the Lord wholeheartedly.
因为大卫的全心来去投靠神。
All the eggs in his hand in that basket.
就是将他所有的蛋放在神那个篮里面。
Preserve me, O God, for I trust in you.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
What a trust, what a preservation.
實在是一個何等大的倚靠。
There is incident that was recorded three times in the Old Testament.
在舊約裡面記載了一件事，有三次那麼多。
It was about when King Sennacherib of Assyria, he was had dealings trying to besiege Jerusalem during the time of Hezekiah.
就是講到當時亞述王来去包围这个耶路撒冷，就是要去打败这个希西家王。
He sent a general. He was so boastful. He was raging against the Lord.
咁这个亚述王是何等的骄傲，他是派了一个的一个军队来去亵渎神的名。
He was standing in front of the people of God, raising the fist, challenging them.
这个将军就在神的百姓面前来去挑战他们，和挑战他们的神。
So Hezekiah humbled himself and come to the Lord, come to the prophet Isaiah.
当时希西家就谦卑在神的面前，他就来到以赛亚这个先知面前。
And therefore the Lord concerning king of Assyria, he said, therefore the says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria.
所以耶和华就论亚述王咁样讲。
This is Isaiah 37 verse 33
through 36. 就系喺以赛亚书第37:33-36.
He shall not come into this city.
佢必不得来到这城。
Nor shoot an arrow there.
也不在这里射箭。
Nor come before it with shield.
不能拿盾牌到城前。
Nor build a siege mount against it.
也不筑垒攻城。
By the way he came.By the same way he returned.
他从那条路来，也必从那条路回去。
He shall not come into this city, says the Lord.
必不得来到这城，这是耶和华说的。
For I'll defend the city to save it, for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
因为我为自己缘故，又为我仆人大卫缘故，必保护拯救这城。
And then the angel of the Lord at that night.
之后，耶和华使者就在那一晚。
He killed the whole camp of Assyrians,
185,000.
And all the people rose early in the morning, all they see corpses, all dead.
当百姓清早起来的时候，他们所见到的就是死尸。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹,
not an arrow was shot.
一条箭都没有射出来。
There were no shield.
亦都没有盾牌拿出来。
They were not needed.
他们这些都不需要。
As long as the king humble himself and seek after the Lord.
就是当王来去谦虚自己，来去寻求神的时候。
Earlier the Psalm 33.
头先我们看诗篇第37篇。33篇。
And there were a few verses from earlier, it says,
那里有几节的经文。
From verse 16 on, it says, no king is saved by the multitude of an army.
那里第16节开始那里讲到，君王不能因兵多来去得胜。
A mighty man is not delivered by great strength.
勇士不能因力大得救。
A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength.
靠马得救是枉然的，马也不能因力大救人。
Really?
是不是真的呢？
No king saved by multitude of an army?
君王不是因着兵多嚟去得勝嘅咩
？Imagine the United States without the military.
你嚟去想象一下，美國係冇呢一班軍隊。
Mighty man is not delivered by great strength.
勇士不能因力大得救。
If you don't have a horse, how do you escape?
若果你冇馬，你點樣逃走咧
？But this is not what the Lord said.
但係主唔係咁樣講。
He said you don't need any of those.
主同我哋講，你唔需要呢一啲。
But he said in verse 18, he said, Behold, look.
在第18节那里讲到，耶和华的眼目，你去看。
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him.
看，耶和华的眼目是看顾敬畏他的人。
on those who hope in his mercy.
同埋嗰一班仰望他慈爱嘅人。
To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine.
要救他们嘅命脱离死亡，并使他们嘅饥荒中存活。
Our soul waits for the Lord. He's our help and our shield.
我们嘅心来等候耶和华，他是我们嘅帮助。我们的盾牌。
For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name.
我们的心必靠他欢喜，因为我们向来倚靠他的圣名。
Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us just as we hope in you.
耶和华，求你照我们所仰望你的，向我们施行慈爱。
Praise and thank the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
So this faith was a partnership.
所以我哋呢一个信靠系同主嚟去一同嘅合作。
As the remnant were putting their trust in God, God proved Himself faithful to them.
就好似呢一班剩余之民将佢哋嘅信靠放喺主身上面嘅时候，主就系嚟去用信实嚟去待佢嘅百姓。
Just like the saying we so the first song, first hymn we sang, "All the way my Savior leads me." And whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well.
就好似我哋第一首唱嘅诗歌，就系我哋一路嚟去蒙主引领，无论我哋面对嘅系咩，主都要系带领我哋。
In the time of Nehemiah, the third return.
喺尼希米记嗰度记载咗百姓第三次归回。
There were many things that were broken in Jerusalem.
喺當時好多喺耶路撒冷裏面嘅城牆都係破碎。
The walls were broken, and the enemy was able to come in and out. There were great reproach.
嗰個城牆係已經係破碎，咁嗰啲敵人係能夠好容易嘅嚟去攻入呢個城裏面。
And God had called Nehemiah and a group of remnant, the third return, to go back.To be that people that stand at the gap, at that breach.
就係喺嗰段時期，第三次呢一班剩餘之民翻返去以色列人，以色列地，神就係呼召尼希米同埋呢一班餘民嚟去修建呢個城牆，就係要作一個站立喺缺口嘅嚟去呼求耶和華嘅嗰一班人。
They were surrounded, 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 surrounded.
咁呢一班剩余之民当时系被包围
，not by good people, but by the enemies.
唔系被一啲好嘅人嚟去包围，佢系被敌人嚟去包围。
So recall, brother and sister, how do they build? That on one hand, they tried to build, they were building, but on the other hand, they were guarding, holding weapons.
咁大家记唔记得呢一班？百姓怎樣來去修補城牆呢？一隻手拿著那些鑿來去修建城牆，另一隻手拿著武器來去保衛自己。
They were have different shifts to go around the clock because the enemy is right there.
他們也都有不同的更來去日夜的來去作日夜的來去保護自己，因為敵人就在周圍。
There were intense persecutions.
當時有很多的逼迫。
They were pushed violently.
佢哋係被呢一班敵人用暴力嚟去欺壓佢哋。
Threatened.
佢哋亦都嚟去挑戰佢哋。
They were trying to murder Nehemiah.
咁呢一班敵人亦都嘗試嚟去暗殺呢一個尼希米。
But the Bible tells us those remnant were like one person. They have one mind to finish this.
但係聖經告訴我哋呢一班剩餘之民如同一人。就有一個嘅目的，要去完成呢個修補城牆呢件事。
And it recorded in the Bible that in Nehemiah chapter 6:15-16 it says.
咁尼希米記第六章第十五節嗰度講到。
So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month of Elul in 52 days, and when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations surrounding us saw it.
尼希米記第六章第十六節，我們一切的仇敵、四圍的外邦人， 聽見了便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为这工作完成是出乎我们的神。
That they lost their confidence, for they recognized that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God.
他们就开始惧怕，因为他们晓得这件工作完成是出乎我们的神。
If you read Psalm 118,
若果大家睇诗篇第118篇嘅时候
，It give you a glimpse of the heart of the remnant.
喺嗰度我哋就见到剩余之民嗰个嘅心思。
Three times it recorded they were surrounded. All nations surrounded me, surrounded me, surrounded me.
喺嗰度讲三次系万民嚟去围绕我环绕我围困我。
They push me violently that I might fall.
佢推我要叫我跌倒。
But the Lord helped me.
但耶和华帮助了我。
The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也完成了我的拯救。
And there are three times right here that says, "But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them." But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them.
喺呢首诗篇嗰度亦都有三次讲到系奉耶和华名我要嚟去毁灭他们。
And there are three times that says, "The right hand of the Lord does valiantly."
咁亦都有三次提到耶和华嘅右手要被高举，耶和华嘅右手嚟要施展大能。
So, brother and sister, it's not their strength.
所以弟兄姊妹唔系佢哋嘅力量。
They were but a weak people.
呢一班剩余之民，只一班好弱嘅人。
They were but puny men.
佢哋就好似一班小人一样。
But it's the right hand of the Lord.
但是完全因着耶和华的右手。
The Lord had chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death.
是耶和华来去严严的来去惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。
17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
我必不至死，仍要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。
Verse 22.
第二十二节
，The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
That Christ is their cornerstone.
基督就系嗰一块头块石头。
It is not only the song we sang, cornerstone.
唔系净系好似我哋所唱嗰首诗歌头块嘅石头。
But the Lord become Christ become their reference point on everything.
但是基督就成为了我们所有作事的一个指标。
Once you have that reference, it's correct, everything on top will be just fine.
当我们有了这个对的指标之后，我们在那里上面起的所有东西都是美好的。
But once that reference is off,Everything that you do on top of it will be off.
但是你那个指标是错了的话，你在上面所建立的就是错的。
That the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing and to the world.
十字架是那些是世界上被毁灭的人看是愚拙的。
But to those who are called,Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
但是那些属基督的十字架对他们来讲是神的智慧。
And that's what the remnant,
神的能力。
That's what the remnant were holding on to.
这一点就是那一班剩余之民所找住的。
And they were holding on to Christ.
他们就是找紧基督。
And they were standing on the gap.
他们就在那个的缺口那里站立。
And they were standing on the breach.
他们就在那一条桥那里来站立。
They were suffering all the intense persecutions.
他们当时是受着何等大的逼迫。
Intense pressure.
也都很大的欺压。
Earlier we mentioned in Isaiah 52 that the Lord was before them and his rear guard behind them.
剛才在以赛亚书第52篇那里讲到耶和华在他们前面逃走。亦都作佢哋嘅後盾。
You go to Isaiah 58.
若果我哋去到以賽亞書第58篇嗰度。
Verse 8 there says.
第八節嗰度講到。
The Lord is speaking to this remnant. He says, "And your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard."
嗰度以賽亞書第五十八篇第八節嗰度講到你嘅公義必在你面前行，耶和華榮光必作你嘅後盾。
There was righteousness. The Lord found righteousness with what they are doing.
耶和華喺呢一班愚民中間揾到公義。
And that righteousness subjectively was before them.
這個公義就喺呢一班愚民嘅面前嚟去行。
The glory of the Lord is a rear guard.
耶和華嘅榮光就作佢哋嘅後盾。
What an honor, brothers and sisters.
何等大嘅榮耀。
What, I just think that the Lord, when the Lord looked at them, what a people, my people, they stood up for my interest.
咁當我思想嘅時候，我哋就見到主嚟去看呢一班漁民嘅時候。主是何等的喜悦，见到这一班我的百姓，我的子民能够为我来去站立。
In the same chapter, Isaiah 58, verse 12, it says,
在同一章以赛亚书第58篇那里讲到，
Those from among you will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will raise up an age-old foundations.
第几节？
十二， so verse 12.
Okay. 那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之地，你要建立累代的根基，你必称为补破口的和重修路径与人居住的。
And you shall be called the repair of the breach, restore of the streets in which to dwell.
你必称为被破口的和重修路径与人居住的。
There are something that was in ruin.
在当时有些地方是变为荒废。
And there are something that were lost.
在當時亦都有啲嘢係失去咗。
And those things were very dear to God's heart.
嗰啲變成荒廢已經失去嘅，卻係喺神嘅心意裏面係好寶貴嘅。
And there was this calling for the people to come and stand at the gap at the breach to be the repair of the breach.
就喺嗰時，神就一個呼召，就係要呼召嗰一班願意站立喺破口裏面嚟去修補重建嘅嗰一班人。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，唔知喺你嘅生活裏面。
Wherever the Lord places.
無論主係放喺你邊嘅崗位。
We may be at that breach.
你可能就喺嗰一個破口上面。
We may be at that gap.
你可能就喺嗰個缺口裏面。
That the Lord calls us to be there.
主係呼召你要站立喺嗰一處嗰度。
To stand there.
就是要站立在那裡。
Repair of the breach.
來去建立，來去修補，來去重修。
It's going to cost us.
我們要付一些代價。
One hand to fight.
要一隻手來去打仗。
The other hand to build.
另一隻手來去建造。
But it's not an easy task.
不是一件容易的事情。
The Lord Himself says in John 12.
但係主自己喺約翰福音第十二篇嗰度講到。
Verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
喺約翰福音第十二篇第24節嗰度講到，一粒麥子不落在地上死了，仍舊是一粒。
But if it dies, it produces much grain.
若是死了，就結出許多籽粒來。
Here speak of self preservation.
喺呢度讲到嘅系要自保。
And this is our human nature. Is we like to preserve ourselves.
呢个系人嘅天性，就系要自保。
But if we are that, but it says unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
但系呢度讲到一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
Who want to be that seed that dormant, be that dormant seed underground, buried, not see light?
有边个系想系就系作嗰一粒麦子就被落喺地里面永远都唔长出嚟咧
？But it bear much fruit.
但系愿意反而系作一粒麦子，能够长出来结好多嘅籽粒出嚟。
The Lord guarantees resurrection.
主嚟去向我哋保证呢个复活嘅生命。
Earlier we mentioned of a sister Margaret Barber.
头先我哋分享到头先嗰首作诗嘅Margaret Barber 呢位姊妹。
You read of her hymns.
若果你去读佢嘅诗歌嘅时候
，Their sweetness, fragrance of Christ still coming out.
喺嗰啲诗歌里面，我哋就见到基督嗰个香气嚟去出嚟。
He who loves his life will lose it.
爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命。
But he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
在世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
The Lord calls, if anyone serves me, let him follow me.
主来去呼召我们，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。
Where I am, there my servant will be also.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
If anyone serves me, him my father will honor.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
If anyone serves me, him my father will honor.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
There's no greater honor.
实在冇一件系比呢件事更大嘅。
We are honored by our Father.
若果就系父嚟去尊重我哋。
I was reading some commentaries about John. They were written by Brother Sparks.
咁我喺度读。一啲史伯克弟兄所寫關於約翰福音解經嘅嘅事情。
And there's two phrases that really the Lord spoke to me.
咁主係藉住呢啲嘅交通嚟向我講咗兩句話。
He was talking about how our Lord Jesus does not initiate anything by himself.
史伯克弟兄就交通到主自己從來唔會嚟去。開始作一啲嘢。
Everything is initiated with the Father. Whatever he does, whatever he said.
所有主所講所作嘅事情，都係由父嗰度差派佢嚟作嘅。
And he said that God carries every liability.
佢就分享到神要去承擔我哋一切嘅責任。
And God meet every demand.
神亦都要满足我哋每一个要求。
Brother and sister, when we follow the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，当我哋嚟去跟随主嘅时候
，there could be liabilities.
可能我哋有好多嘅责任。
There could be things that you concern. If I follow the Lord, then these things will happen.
咁大家可能会有啲嘅计算。若果我哋咁样跟随主嘅时候，呢一啲事情会发生。
Then there are many things that I will not be certain.
咁跟随主嘅时候，我哋亦都有好多唔知将来会发生咩事情。
But like a Lord trusting the Father, that the Father God carries all liability.
但系就系、是、好似主嚟去倚靠父一样。曉得父係要承擔佢一切嘅責任。
And that God meets every demand.
神父亦都要滿足佢一切嘅要求。
The Lord really speaks to my heart through those verses.
主係藉住呢幾句嘅話嚟去向我嘅心底説話。
Outwardly seems a total waste. Outwardly seems like a total waste.
喺外表嚟睇，可能係。好荒廢咗我哋一啲嘅時日。
Things that doesn't make common sense to us。
我哋主要我哋作嘅可能世界嚟睇係唔合理嘅。
But the Lord promised life and resurrection。
但係主係向我哋應許生命同埋復活。
Earlier we sang that song Trust。
頭先我哋唱嗰首詩歌信靠呢首詩歌。
Speaking of Abraham looking at the stars。
嗰度講到亞伯拉罕嚟去望天上嘅星星。
I believe that was referring to chapter 15 of Genesis.
我相信嗰度所講嘅就係講到創世記第十五章。
That the Lord took him out. He was told that it must be a very dark night.
咁喺嗰度主就帶咗亞伯拉罕嚟去出到外面。咁嗰一晚係好黑嘅。
It's been a while since the Lord had called him out to the land of Canaan, promised him land, descendants, but Sarah was barren.
咁主呼召亞伯拉罕去迦南，亦都應許過佢嘅後裔一段時間啦。但係到現在，亞伯拉罕仍然都係冇兒子。
So the Lord told him to come out, look up the sky.
所以神就叫亞伯拉罕嚟去出嚟嚟去看天上嘅星星。
Must be very dark, plenty of stars. altitude.
相信那一晚很黑的，因为当亚伯拉罕你去向天观看的时候，就见到很多星星。
And the word tells us that Abraham believed, and that is his righteousness.
圣经就告诉我们，亚伯拉罕信，神就看他为义。
And Romans chapter 4 that tells us,
在罗马书第四章那里告诉我们，
and verse 18, that who, contrary to hope, in hope believed.
他在无指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
And then verse 19 says, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead.
第十九节那里，他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如何已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
And the deadness of Sarah's womb. And he says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief.
第二十节，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心而起疑惑。
But rather was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God.
反而因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
And being fully convinced that he what he promised, he was able to perform.
且满心相信神所应许的必能造成。
So what he was believing is contrary to everything that he can see.
所以他所相信的同他所眼见的完全是有矛盾的。
The situation should cause him to be despair, to give up, lose hope, forget it.
他当时的环境原本是应该叫他来去失望。
But he said not being in faith, he did not waver.
但是在这里讲到他却是没有因着这些事情而变得软弱。
But through believing the Lord, he was strengthened in faith.He was giving glory to God.
却是反倒因着信心而得到坚固，是将荣耀归给神。
He was fully convinced.
他是心里相信。
What faith, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕是有何等的信心呢？
And later on, if you go to the pinnacle of his faith in chapter 22.
之后我们看在创世纪第二十二章，就是见到亚伯拉罕信心路程的高峰。
And we know he offered Isaac, right?
我们在那里见到他将以撒来去献上。
And there are two words later on in verse 12 and 16 that repeated.
在第十二节和第十六节有两个字来去重复的。
It says that since you have not withheld your son, and have not withheld your son, this is repeated two times.
有两句是重复了的，就是讲到因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
He did not hold on to something very dear to him.
他没有将在他心里面认为很宝贵的以撒来去不给神。
His only son whom he loved.
就是他的独生子，他所爱的。
He did not withheld.
他没有留下不献给神。
He have not withheld.
他没有留低。
And very interestingly, in Hebrew it tells us.
很有趣的，就是在希伯来书那里讲到。
In 11, or maybe 10, he said he already made a conclusion.
在那里讲到亚伯拉罕当时已经有个结论。
Before he offered Isaac, he already made a conclusion.
就是在他献以撒之前已经有这个信心。
Lord, if he is the one that all your promise will be carried through, it will be Isaac, and if you want me to offer him, there's only one conclusion.
在那里他就是跟主说，若果你就是应许那一位，你要成就你应许那一位。
If Isaac is the one that all your promise will carry through,
若果你的应许要藉着以撒来去成就出来。
And you want me to offer him to you, putting him to death?
若果你要我将以撒来去献给你，是将他来去杀死。
There must only be one conclusion.
只有一个结论。
You're the God of resurrection.
你就是那位复活的主。
And praise the Lord.
感谢主。
And that's why he says he did not withhold.
所以我们在创世纪那里看到他没有留下将以撒没有将他献给主。
He already believed fully.Completely.
因为他当时已经满心相信，完全的相信。
At the end, I share a verse with brothers and sisters.
最後結束嘅時候，願意同大家分享一節經文。
Very familiar verse.
大家都好熟悉。
Enter by the narrow gate.
就係要走呢一個窄門。
Enter by the narrow gate.
我哋要走呢條窄門。
For wide is the gate and broad is the way.
因為智慧嘅人要走呢條。
For wide is the gate and broad is the way.
因為走呢條闊門嘅要走呢條闊路。馬太。
And that will lead to destruction.
因為窄門要引到滅亡。
And there are many.
窄門要引到滅亡。
7 verse 13.
你們要進窄門，因為引到滅亡。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And may there are many who enter through it.
Yeah. 你們要進窄門，因為引到滅亡。那門是闊的，路是大的，進去的人也多。
And narrow is the gate, and straitened, confined, difficult is the way, but that leads to life.
引到永生，那門是窄的，路是少的，找著的人也少。
And there are few who find it.
找著的人也少。
And this time when I think of this verse,
今次當我們去思想這節經文的時候，
The wide gate, it is easy. There are many, imagine many people flocking to it, going through it.
這條闊門是容易的，大家可以想像很多人來去走這條路。
And you're not thinking, you're not careful, you just walk, 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 everyone going there. Okay, that must be it.
如果你不小心的話，你見到其他人都走這條路，你就跟他們一起來走。
Because it's wide, it's everyone's going to it, it's easy, right?
因為是闊的，容易的。其他人都走嘅，你就同佢一齐走。
But that leads to destruction.
但系要引到灭亡。
The Lord said, "Enter by the narrow gate."
主系要告吩咐我哋要走，要进窄门。
And it's straitened, it's confined, it's difficult.
呢一条门系窄嘅，路系少嘅，系困难嘅。
But that will lead to life.
但系呢条路要引到永生。
And there are few who find it.
亦都系找着嘅人亦都好少。
I don't know if those people, when they were going through the wide gate and the broad way, will occur to them. Wait a minute, is this right? Could that be another way?
大家不知道會不會想像到，就是這一班要走闊門的人，他們會不會想一想，這一條路是不是對的呢？
He says, few who find it. You have to find it.
但是在這裡說，你是要找，你要去尋求，你去找他的。
If we just walk, 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 mindlessly follow, follow, and that may be the wrong way.
如果我哋好唔經意嘅嚟去走，就係跟其他人走，我哋就唔會找著。
May the Lord speak to us.
願主嚟去親自向我哋説話。
May the Lord give us grace.
願主賜我哋恩典。
The Lord God is a sun and shield.
主佢係日頭，佢係盾牌。
He give grace and glory.
祂是賜恩典榮耀。
And no good thing, there's no good thing he will keep from those who walk uprightly.
神沒有留下一樣好處，不賜給那些正直公義的人。
Shall we pray?
我們一同的祈禱。
Dear Lord, we are so thankful.
主，我們何等充滿感謝。
That you give us yourself.
你將自己嚟去賜過俾我哋。
That you give us a pathway example to follow.
你亦都俾呢個榜樣俾我哋嚟去跟隨。
That you're here to encourage us.
你喺呢一度，你要去勉勵我哋。
That we know your coming is near.
你要我哋曉得你要再來。
That you're here to give us grace.
你要喺呢一度將恩典嚟去賜過俾我哋。
Give us glory.
亦都將榮耀賜過俾我哋。
You're leading many sons to glory.
你要將眾子嚟到引進榮耀裡面。
So you tell us to trust and not dismayed.
主
tell us to trust and be undismayed.
主你係要我哋嚟去信靠，叫我哋唔好喺呢條路上走得沮喪。
So we thank you, Lord.
主，我哋感謝你。
You are the victor.
你就係嗰位勝利者。
You are our Lord.
你係我哋嘅主。
We belong to you.
我哋係屬於你嘅。
We commit to you again.
我哋將我哋一生嚟去交喺你手中。
Thank you for saving us.
多謝你嚟去拯救我哋。
Thank you for loving us.
感謝你，你係愛我哋。
That Jesus led us all the way.
實在耶穌係要一路嘅嚟去引導我哋。
Give you glory and praise.
願榮耀讚美都歸俾你。
Preserve us, O God.
求你保守我哋。
For put our trust in you.
保佑我們，因為我們倚靠你。
Jesus name I pray.
祈禱是奉耶穌的名求，阿門。